I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There's no easier way to get into a heated debate with a veggie gardener than discussing the best-tasting tomato variety. Everyone's got their favorites, so I thought I'd weigh in on some of my favorite cherry tomatoes. These little gems are productive, adapted to growing in gardens and containers, colorful, and tasty. First of all, it's good to know the flavor of tomatoes is somewhat dependent on the weather. Cool, cloudy summers will produce less sweet fruits than hot, dry ones. Water or nutrient-stressed plants can produce tough, leathery-skinned fruits, too. But all that being said, here we go with some fun varieties to try. For many, the discussion of the best cherry tomato begins and ends with Sun Gold. This classic yellow and orange-skinned fruit has a sweet, almost tropical, fruity flavor. It's a mainstay in our garden. Super Sweet 100 comes from a long line of sweet red cherry varieties and doesn't disappoint with its flavor. Matt's Wild Cherry features sweet, currant-sized, tiny red fruits that produce in excess. It's fairly resistant to blight diseases, so keeps producing till frost. The Bumblebee family of cherry tomatoes includes pink, yellow, and purple versions. All have colorful streaks, making them attractive in salads. If you're looking for a dwarf cherry tomato with good flavor for containers, try Gold Nugget. It only grows 2 feet tall. Finally, I have a penchant for dark-skinned cherry tomatoes. Indigo Cherry Drop is a purple-colored variety, while Black Cherry has a deep brown skin color. I like the less over-the-top sweetness of these varieties and their more complex flavor. And now for this week's tip, it's time for the Vermont Flower Show. Running Friday, March 3rd through Sunday, March 5th, this biennial event at the Champlain Valley Exposition in Essex features a touch of spring after a cold, snowy winter. The theme is Neverland, and the 10,000-square-foot grand garden display will wow you with hundreds of flowers, shrubs, and trees in bloom. Stop by and enjoy. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Corydalis. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.